This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Three teens facing murder charges after allegedly throwing large rocks into passing cars appeared in court today. CPR's Paolo Schulster reports lawyers representing the suspects requested separate trials for the three accused.
The defense lawyers argued for the trials to be separated. Some pieces of evidence applied to one of the defendants, but not all, the lawyers said. They argued that having three trials with three sets of evidence reduces the risk of prejudice against the teenagers. Prosecutors partially opposed the motion, saying the trials between Joseph Koenig and Nicholas Carroll Chick should remain connected, while not opposing the separation of Zachary Kwok's trial. The court's judge will make a decision on the matter before an arraignment set for January. I'm Paolo Schulster, CPR News.
Denver's city auditor says in a new report that it, quote, lacks assurance that the Denver Art Museum is keeping proper track of all city-owned art. An initial audit 3 years ago raised questions about the museum's inventory methods. A spokesperson for the Denver Art Museum says it participated fully in the inventory process and says that there is, quote, no uncertainty about which objects belong in the museum's collection and which belong to the city. And a note that a story that aired earlier today about this contained an inaccuracy about when the art museum responded to a request for comment. A co-founder of Keystone Resort has died. Bill Bergman was 99 years old. The Summit Daily News reports that family said he passed away peacefully at home. A native of Iowa, Bergman and his wife Jane frequently visited Colorado to ski. The couple founded Keystone with two friends in 1970. This is CPR News at 6:06.